You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates edition. As always, joined by Tom Singer, man about town in beautiful Bradenton. Tom, how you doing? Is it kind of sad to see this spring training starting to wind down?
Things are going well. I mean, we still have about more than a couple of weeks to go. But, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And as the saying goes, we hope it's not a freight train.
Yeah, absolutely. And right off the bat, I'm going to ask you about the guy that hasn't been on the field in about 10 days as we speak. And it doesn't look like he's going to be there in a few days. So maybe out a couple of weeks at the middle of spring training. Andrew McCutchen only has 12 at-bats. It looks like you guys got a little clarity the other day on the extent of his injury. Can we say he's battling knee problems now instead of lower body problems? What's your take on his overall health?
Well, the official word still is lower body problem. He did have an ice pack on his left leg, and most of the ice seemed to be around the knee. But nobody's really zeroed in. When I say nobody, officially the club hasn't zeroed in on exactly what he's battling. He's not in baseball shape, but I mean he's in good shape when you see him walking around the clubhouse. He's not impaired in any way. So whatever he's dealing with, pretty subtle and in a general sense, still lower body. Your left knee is part of your lower body. So I suppose perception that it's mainly a knee problem may be correct, but nobody seems to be particularly concerned, mainly because overall he's got his health and actually seems to be in fine shape, but as I said, not in the game shape, and that's what he's still trying to reach. The word is that we will see him at some point this week. It's a long week, could be at the end of the week, which would put him only about 8-10 days before opening day. So we'll see how it develops, and we'll see how he looks when he does come back.
Well, the Pirates have certainly been playing fine without him. You don't get too caught up on the spring training record, but the Pirates have been able pretty consistently to keep themselves on the winning side of the spring training record, the Grapefruit League, and really day in, day out playing good games, not scoring a lot of runs, but between their pitching and defense, not giving up many runs. How satisfied would you say Clint Hurdle is with how his team is looking at this point?
He is very satisfied. Everybody has the dog days, when they're just not playing a competitive ball. They had one of those against the Astros recently. But overall, he's really pleased with the tight games they've been playing, getting into that one every pitch counts mentality. And even though they've been playing good ball, as you said, it's interesting. We haven't seen anything close to what the regular lineup would be because regulars are still only playing every other day. And I kind of chatted up with Jordy Mercer on that recently, and he said there's still plenty of time, but they are looking forward to getting the regular team out there just to see what how they click together. And obviously, as we get closer to the opening day, without question, the regulars would start playing it every day, not just every other day. And the one reason they haven't missed McCutchen's performance is Starling Marte has moved over into center field. And just like last season, for whatever reason, he seems to be a lot more productive when he's playing center field. And he's really been the one outfielder who's been carrying his load. He's looked very good.
Well, and looks like he's been doing everything. He's even 4-for-4 with stolen bases. Do you think Marte, does his overall talent level kind of get overshadowed by McCutchen? You think if he was playing for another team, might he be a guy that people would be talking about more, that it's just there's not enough spotlight to move over from center field to left field?
Well, without question. I mean, any of the other Pirates kind of get lost a little bit in Kutch's shadow, and rightfully so. I mean, Kutch is not only the face of this team, but he's one of the premier faces of the baseball, without question. He's the guy everybody wants to talk to, and that's what is so much interest in his well-being. But I think Marte will kind of claim his own space going forward. He had a very strong second half of the 2014 season and seems to be picking up right where he left off. So I think you know, this will be his third year. I think it'll be a real breakthrough season for Sterling Marte, without question.
Well, the Pirates traded Travis Snyder to open up right field for Mr. Gregory Polanco, thinking, you know, with a clear spot for that job, that he will step forward and thrive this season, which he has pretty much done at every level except the major leagues. It hasn't been a very good spring for Polanco. Is there any concern about his confidence or his level of play as we head into the really serious part of spring training?
I don't believe so. It could be a classic case of not only spring training not really counting, but even your stats in general could be deceiving. The last 2-3 days, he's hit a lot of balls right on the nose, you know, to the warning track. So he's definitely getting his timing down. He's getting good cuts. And even though it doesn't show up in the stat line, but I'm sure that's helping his confidence. The last 2-3 times he's played, he's really hit everything on the nose.
All right, perfect. Tom, thank you very much. For Tom Singer, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Pittsburgh Pirates edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.